I'm originally from Sioux City, Iowa, which had a huge influence on my work. My parents participated in historical reenactments, and so that was something that heavily influenced my work. You know, as a child, I thought that's how you went camping, was to dress up in prairie clothes and have teepees and stuff. And so I think that kind of like was gave me a way to see the world from a different point of view. Like the way that we live isn't necessarily the only way to live. And so I think that kind of just opened my mind to being an artist in a way. But anyway, I went to the University of Iowa for my undergrad. And then after that, I went to Pennsylvania and I had a 2-year assistantship at Bucknell University for printmaking and drawing. I've been a nomad for quite a while. So after that, I moved to Chicago for 2 years and I worked for the Museum of Contemporary Art as an installer. I also then moved to Minneapolis and I worked for the Minneapolis Institute of Arts, where I was the collections maintenance technician. So I actually was the person who cleaned the artwork. And that also had a big influence on me to have this very intimate one-on-one relationship with every object that was on display. And then after that, I spent a year in Iowa and then I moved to Arizona, where I received my Master's of Fine Arts in Printmaking from Arizona State University in December of 2011. And since then, I've been more of a nomad and I've done art residencies in Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, Nebraska, California, Texas. And now I'm based in Brooklyn, but I'm soon going to be at the Prairie Center for the Arts. And then in February, I'll be starting at Anderson Ranch in Snowmass Village, Colorado.
The installation that you're bringing here in Springfield is called The Shadow Aspect. And it's apparently dealing with issues like memory and mortality. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more about that in particular.
Sure. So, you know, my work deals with these ideas of the intrinsic connection between memory and mortality. And there's like a belief system that there's 2 stages of dying. The first is when you die. And the second stage of dying is when everyone who's ever remembered you also dies, because then the memory of you is gone. And so that's when you're truly dead. You know, and like in Greek mythology, you always hear about the river Styx, which is the river of anger. But there's actually 5 rivers in the underworld. And one of them is the Lethe, and it's the river of forgetting, basically. And so when the person who dies goes through that river, they forget about their life on earth. It's part of letting go, is the process of dying. And so, you know, this kind of connection is kind of ingrained in our culture. You know, you hear that expression, like keeping the memory alive, you know, I think really fits into that. So this particular installation is about my personal childhood relationship with animals. And I witnessed a lot of animal cruelty when I was a child, because we had neighbors who were very cruel to their pets. And being a young kid, I couldn't do anything about it. And it really affected me. And so the last about year and a half, I've been working with animal imagery, because by creating these images of animals, I'm sort of memorializing them in a way, but also by bringing back their memory, I'm kind of bringing them back to life in a way, which is, I've started doing stop motion animation as well, which I feel ties into that.
You're listening to Illinois Edition, and I'm speaking with Kathleen Scott, and she is an artist who will have an exhibit at the Demo Project Gallery, which is a new Springfield art gallery that is emphasizing current trends in contemporary art, and that artwork will be on display from October 11th to November 2nd. And Kathleen, maybe you can tell us a little bit about installation art in particular, which is what this exhibit kind of is. Have you done it before, or is this a one-time thing? How does that work?
Well, I'm really excited. This will actually be my first kinetic installation, which means that I have moving parts in it, and also I'm incorporating music. So that's very exciting for me. But installation art, in a sense, is it's creating an environment that is the piece of art. So instead of just having a painting on the wall, the entire room, the entire space is the piece of art. So it's a real visceral experience for the gallery goer. So when you walk into an installation, you are in the art. And so that's really kind of what installation art is all about. I have done installations before, but they've been much more static. My past installations, I studied printmaking, so I screen printed wallpaper and I made my own wallpaper and I made the objects, and I would make fake rooms, essentially, like fake period rooms, historic rooms. But this one is a huge departure for me. Like I said, it's using projections, it's using music, you know, there's lots of things moving. And also we're going to be showing my stop motion animation, which is my first full stop motion animation that I used the wolves. I used cut paper to create them. So basically taking a black sheet of paper and cutting it with an X-Acto knife to create these wolves. For my stop motion animation, I used cut paper, but then made it come to life essentially and made a stop motion using cut paper. So it's a very old way of doing it. It's not computer animation. It's all me, you know, moving an object, taking a photo, moving it again.
So in November, you will be a temporary member of the Central Illinois Artist Community, as we're saying here, with a six-week residency at the Prairie Center of the Arts in Peoria. Explain to us what that means exactly and what you'll be doing there.
Art residencies are places that artists can apply to be a resident at. So basically, it's this amazing nonprofit that is going to give me a free place to live, a studio, and pay me a stipend enough for art supplies and food, essentially. So, but what it really gives me is time to create my work. And so when I'm at Prairie Center, I can dedicate all of my time to the creation of some new work. And so that's what art residencies are. And often, you know, people aren't quite sure what I mean when I say I'm an artist in residence, but it's essentially nonprofits. And there's so many across the whole country that are just so great that they give artists these opportunities to just have, you know, work in any direction. There's no deadlines. It's just, you know, self-reflection, working, and they're amazing. And it's really fortunate. They, they get so many applications. So I feel very fortunate that Prairie Center has asked me to be an artist in residence in Peoria in November. I'm really looking forward to it and really getting to know more of this art community here.
And for the music aspect here, tell us a little bit about that. Were these original tunes that you came up with?
Yes. I grew up playing music and taking lots of music lessons, piano, violin, etc. In the last 7 or 8 years or so, I've kind of gotten in the habit of picking up new instruments and trying them out. So I've started playing the ukulele, the guitar. I have a banjo ukulele. I have an auto harp. I have concertinas, my viola, toy piano. And so with every new instrument comes this new sound. And when I started working on, you know, this installation and also these stop motion animations, I felt like there was something missing. And so this was actually my first go of composing music. And so all the music you hear in my art is not only composed by me, but it's also performed by me.